The public discourse surrounding publishing as artistic practice, the tendency to distinguish posting from publishing, Paul Salelis has defined them making public. So this document continues on for a number of pages, but I will skip ahead to a document that feeds off of this unified theory of everyone's publishing into a unified theory of reading, simply substituting the word publishing for reading and its variants. I'll pick right off. Whether the public discourse surrounding reading as artistic practice, the tendency is to distinguish posting from reading, Paul Salelis has defined them from making public, but reading is making a public by discourse. Matthew Stadler suggests that reading is not just the pub. Where's Matthew Stadler? My exercise intervals are not showing up. Ah, they exist. This document continues. You can find all these online at dss-edit.com/hkw/, so you can read along as you like. Three books. Instances of context of use of the word book. Buying a book, the book that white space book is exposed, copies book originals, her wonderful book was published, publishes a book she produced, multimedia support book, poor data book, my own book, write a book was written, course my book used, many, book was transferred, browse the book, repurposing the book containing in the book, the book literally, book printed object links to book. Book cannot lead book and yet read the book between the book can be the book differently, inherited the book. The future is book. Three books for Annette Gilbert. Public publish reader. This grabs every sentence that uses the word public and brings it together with the word publish. This is with apologies to Habermas. On the other hand, these research notes could serve as a tool to investigate the diverse nature of the publishing sphere itself. I constructed it so that it remains coherent in all these sorts of ways. You can create as many cross-sections as you want. Similarly, the program creates the cross-sections and reorganizes the book, two modes of publication in one, and many more forms of attention. Thus, it is the publication that needs to be established and critically investigated. This is all the pages, every instance of the word page, as a set of minimal poems. Praying page, lines on a page, the white pages breaking the page, grand pages, 25 pages. De La Page, several Google pages, some pages of literary theory, i.e. homepage, my Twitter homepage. This is some contexts, various keywords, digital, citizen, book, a few others which I'm forgetting, publishing, public, all generated with five-word context as they appear in the reader. Structuring the of transportation as well as digital platforms. During our trip, we on a principle of diverting digital tools, particularly those produced by other readings on several digital or non-digital platforms, editorializing the several digital or non-digital platforms, editorializing the trans-Canada, the land, the capacity of digital tools to lend themselves is created through physical production, digital circulation. In other words, these attunement to the... This next one is called After... Kunstler, Frank Kunstler, the great American filmmaker and poet from the 60s, who published an entire book beginning with phrases that start with the phrase, in which we live, in which it is broadcast, in which art is experienced, in which only she was present, in which the work is presented, in which adversaries can yield, in which she lives, Philadelphia, in which all heaviness disappears, in which audiences should be prepared, in which going public becomes the norm, in which temporarily a public may emerge, in which publishing has become a matter of course, in which a speaker does not establish a rule of... This is Proceedings in Sum, just plugged 240 pages into an auto-summarizer and saw what it spat out. It's not good. Preliminary nautic problem with the key... There are many languages here, so... Of my MacBook, no money to... Not at all a description and extension of an author as ecosystem, lifetime, an incomplete inventory. 1.1. point of departure, how one of the most considerable and productive American writers of the 20th century didn't publish a single book in his lifetime. 1.2, the 10 metal box with its non-published manuscripts. 1.3, the diaries, a new one each year, a quote per day, and the related utilities. Approximately 5,000 kept at the John Hay Library. Approximately 1,800 actually published, among them a lot of postcards. So this is a chain, probably. This is also really awful and unbearable. It's a Markov chain that sort of predictively, through probability, reads through the reader to try to generate something that might pass as normal language. Since was ironical sensible to ever smallery space of Electred is Vodge of the Coolest Kid in the file simultaneously published Anatomization Schrift 11 Zeit Sich for Passage Fair on my 700 videos on Bon Francois. So this next one is a set of two documents. The first is spherical data figures. As a oftentimes applauded digital humanist who hates digital humanities, I thought I might as well just plug them into the graphs and visualization tools that one might have. Things like this, a kind of word map. There are various charts of frequencies and appearances of keywords. Or the surrounding from the publishing as sphere, publishing public, publishing writing, text, HANA, process, publishing public, digital text, writing book, citizens. Thank God. So this next one, I think I like less. It's a spherical data on sentiment analysis. I don't know if you've come across this. This is algorithmic ways to try and see if a text is positive or negative. These usually fail quite outrageously, and in this case, very certainly. Recursive deep models for semantic compositionality over a sentiment tree bank. Download results. Help us improve the model by clicking on any node whose sentiment prediction you disagree with and label it. This next one, so the reader includes a lot of images, a lot of scanned documents, as I said, in many different languages. OCR doesn't pick this up very well, so the text I was using was mostly text that was printed to be read by computers. I thought it would be nice to read some of what the computer failed on. Take-home messages by writing the median of this next one I'm not going to read at all for the sake of propriety. I decided to generate portraits of everyone who submitted to the reader, and these portraits are just the first Google page that comes up with their names. I thought, like, well, you know, I could kind of read that. There's some juicy stuff in here. Most of it's what you expect, but there is a kind of interesting hierarchy between those who get the, like, nice side image with the Wikipedia entries and those, like myself, who are a little more blank on the side. The images are sometimes accurate, but not always. Once more, with repetition, the most popular phrases in the reader, alphabetized. A citizen, a collective, a community, a desire, a few, a phi, a form of, a group of, a little, a lot of, a material, a particular, a relationship, a rule of law ethos, a single, a speaker who has, a speaker who, ablog, about how to, about there, about whether, above all else, a conchi slide after his death, also be, and audiences, and die, and internal, and all, and are, and as, and his, and in the, and its, and literary, and many, and more, and most, and new, and not merely, and other, and political, and social, and that, and the public, and there, and will, and with, and yet, apparent losses appeared in, are basing, are being, are dare, as a friend, as for, as it is, as it were, as public, and as such. Assessments. There's just two left, so... bear with me. This is a run-on reader. I thought I would find every instance that uses the word and just generate one long run-on sentence. Zen for film and YouTube and brands conveying youthfulness and attention that we asked you, and this novel is written, and his audio works, his writings, and the world of reading, writing, and personal writing, and the Renaissance institution of writing, and references on new writing, and process-oriented art and writing, and a number of writers, and the bargaining positions of the writer, and your concentration becomes worse, and white New York publishing world, and the autonomy of the work, and grief about the printed work, and process in the final work, and as it appeared in words, and falsifying my wish, and unadapted, wild, and facing... And finally, this is a run-off reader, which produces a wide set of internal disagreements around the phrase, however. However, the concept of the public sphere remains highly problematic in its connection to publishing. However, due to the complexity of the related questions and the shaky concept of the public sphere... This social nexus is often bracketed out of academic discourse, although it should play a central role in the discussions concerning the literary publishing sphere. However, this is not necessarily a contradiction. Publication is governed by a dual move or circuit. However, the notion is not at all crucial for what I'm working on. It really serves the name of this research group, but my own work until now doesn't really draw from this concept. However, the Dada principle lives on, albeit not in the wake of the centenary and without even making use of the term itself. However, to use multimedia without fraying form is just as pornographic as to deliver reproduced structures with highlighted nipples of political keywords. However, a rule of law ethos cannot simply be equated with a fixation on rules. However, it's going to be very hard to legalize our stay formally, and each day started with your group walk to dinner to many authorities. However, it might be considered as fraying. Let me tell you two jokes. However, even in the vast majority of cases where citizens do not become inmates, they will at least have achieved a guiding orientation. However, what Ludovico overlooks is that this gesture is not at all bound to what is traditionally called publishing. However, this suggests that the work framed in the white space of a book is exposed to institutional constraints. However, regarding the nature of my project, however, no single act of sacrifice, however, the public has now shifted onto the level, however, the clip I just presented here today is something else entirely, however, where publicness has taken over, however, a final surprising twist remains, however, and here I finally come to my shorter second interpretation. It is also possible that this default publicness may lose its meaning over time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Snelson, for this wonderful performance. In spite of course, knowing now the complete content of this reader, I suggest anyway that you should get it, because there is some more to read in it.
but
wonderful performance. Thank you very much for this. My name is Bernd Scherer. I am the artistic director of the house, and I welcome you to this wonderful project. And first of all, I would like to thank our friend Lionel Riffel, who came up with this wonderful idea last year when we had several talks in which way to cooperate in the future. And Lionel became a real good friend and a kind of collaborator even to the house, being a mirror to what we are doing, analyzing our conceptual approaches. So I think he is one of the few persons who really know what we do, at least from the outside. I think the suggestion to do a project on the publishing sphere has a lot to do also, on the one side, of course, with his own work, but on the other side, also reflecting with us on the work the house does. I also would like to thank Annette Gilbert and Franziska Morlock, who joined the team in different capacities to get this project done. Morlock and her students developing several kind of publishing media. for the project, and also thank you very much to the students who engaged in this work. Finally, I would like to thank my collaborators here at the House, Cordula Hamschmidt and Olga von Schubert, who from our side co-developed this wonderful project. I referred already to that to the point that this project has a lot to do with also our institution, at least from our perspective, because one could consider the Haus der Kultur in der Welt as one actor in the publishing sphere. Mm-hmm. And what I would like to do is this basic notion, this idea of the publishing sphere, in my understanding, is what we call here at the House sometimes an idea in the making. So this conference seminar is itself part of producing the publishing sphere and reflecting on it. And of course, what you could see with Nelson's performance is publishing sphere is not just books, prints, and also the digital, but also the performative. There, I think, it becomes more and more clear that we approach what the House is doing. I give a short idea of the House. Of course, you can define or characterize the publishing spheres in different ways. One way I propose for what I have to say now is to characterize the publishing sphere as a space of interconnectedness where experiences are shared, where knowledge is produced, stored, communicated, and, yeah, basically communicated. When I look from the perspective of the work of the House on the publishing sphere, what is interesting for us is that we have different activities which are interconnected in a way that you can describe them in itself as a sphere. And I will make that clear in a moment with one example I would like to give you. This was a project, the housing project, it's called in German Die Wohnungsfrage. We did in 2015. And at the heart of the project, there were four. Now I hope that the pictures are not nice. Where is our technician? Oh, no, that's clear. Okay, that's work. at the heart of the project was four corporations where on the one side we were working with housing activists here in Berlin, and on the other side we brought them together with international offices who were engaged in social housing, such as Bauwau in Japan, you may know, Teddy Cruz in Los Angeles. So they developed together four projects. And these projects, and the international architectural offices, they tried to realize the ideas of these activist groups. So there was already the basis of the whole project with this interaction between two, you can say, knowledge systems. On the one side, the activists here being engaged in social fights against getting thrown out of their houses, of their apartments, and on the other side, the architects bring in their knowledge how to build apartments, how to build houses. So this was at the core of the whole project. And out of this, what we produced together, on the one side with the architects and on the other side what we produced together with these two groups are these kind of books where these processes of co-working, of co-producing are reflected on. What they mean in architectural terms, but also what they mean in social terms, what they mean for the urban landscape of this of the city, such as Berlin. So this was one, so to say, publication which came out of this whole process, and you can see here. Altogether, we produced did produce several books around this, and the one part was this actual cooperations, and the second part of the publications were an investigation into the 20th century, where were interesting projects related to social housing. So we came up with projects out of the 20s, 30s, after the First World War, which was a time where social housing was a specific issue. And we republished books from that time, but asked contemporary urbanists, urban planners, architects to comment on this book, on these books. So there was an interaction, so to say, a discourse space between this kind of historical references and the contemporary involved in that. And finally, what we came up with is with this book, which to some extent for a larger audiences reflects all the aspects of the project. So what you have is, on the one side, we are working together with these groups, producing books, internet presentations, and so on. And of course, in doing that, we are constituting audiences. So the audiences are not just audiences, they are also partly at least actors which contribute to the developing of the publishing sphere of the house, so to say. So this is an example, and of course, what one also have to have in mind, Kotla, when I go back now here, what do I have to do? I'm so afraid now. Okay, now it's fine, sorry. Yeah, this is a technological, the digital part of the, it's not always easy. Just what I would like to mention is that, for example, such a leaflet, Okay, basically it's a brochure with the whole program. What I just want to mention are these different layers of information and communication with audiences on very different levels, which are interconnected. So there is not just one book which is being developed in a creative, interactive way, but there are several projects, printed projects, net projects. I will show you in a minute a net project, where this kind of interaction, producing knowledge, sharing ideas, are developed. And this has, of course, to do also with the fact that we are not living in a knowledge-producing society, but we are living in different communities which produce knowledge in different ways, which you have to address in different ways, which you have to communicate to in different ways. So to create, therefore, I think this idea of sphere is a very adequate idea, because it's not a homogeneous space. It's a space of different kinds of interconnectedness produced. So I would like... So just to finish this, for example, the addressees of this whole project were on the one side architects, were urban planners, were activists in the city, and these activist groups, as you know, it's not just one or two, there are many activist groups. So it was addressing them, but of course, you have also to choose a language, since this issue of housing is an issue for the whole society, not just for expert groups. You have also to have a layer of communication which addresses broader audiences. So I think this is a challenge for an institution such as ours. On the one side, also the way you what kind of languages you use, the sign languages, the verbal languages, to address and get the interest of the expert groups and get the interest of larger audience at the same time. So this was one project. Einfach auf die HKB-Seite, wie komme ich da? And now I want to show you another project, which, ich hoffe, dass das jetzt geht, which is on our website too, which is a magazine, a web magazine we produced in another project, which is called Technosphere. And the magazine is called Technosphere Magazine. It's a magazine which is an ongoing magazine. So it started with 4 chapters, but now there are already more chapters to it. So these are the chapters. In each chapter, there is a specific kind of visual language and, of course, on different sorts of texts. There could be more essay texts. It could be poetry even. So there are different medias which the are used on these different levels. And what I want to show you in this slide is just one video. Let me just get quickly through it. In the infrastructure side, the urban porn video. Is this urban porn? Is this important? Okay, sorry. And the beginning, this is just 3 minutes where you can see a very different context from the context I just presented, where the question of housing plays a major role.
The source of life is water. Water is adventure. Water connects. Water creates life. Where water flows, green comes into being. Welcome to all with a vision of the future, divided into a total of 11 districts. The generous arranged roadways, a cleverly worked out traffic network by land, water, and air, is efficiency justified on fleetness, individuality, and flexibility. Its crystal structure represents power, purity, permanence, and continuance, characteristics that the philosophy brilliantly portrays. What would a city be without an imposing harbor? Marina City has been conceived as the ultimate meeting place for friends of yachting and water sports. Organically formed living and business towers, citing the diversity of the forms of marine biology, give Marina City its characteristic phenotype. Artificially created jetties and harbor basins also offer the most luxurious yachts comfortable berth. Restaurants, exotic parks, and one of its maritime shopping malls complete this unique water paradise. On the other side of the marina, the residential city with its central green lung begins, which runs through the residential areas out of the wide-branched green and watery expanses. Every infrastructural and social facility is homogeneously integrated into the residential city and provides the ultimate living pleasure. Individual villas and exclusive apartment complexes with their own sea access line the picturesque coastline like pearls. Spectacular themed resorts.
I think it became clear what the basic idea is. This is part of a project which is ongoing for 4 years, which is called Technosphere. And this chapter, as I said, is infrastructures. And you can see how this, and of course the article around that, is a critical analysis of the whole visual imagery of this kind of promotion video. But you can see how this theme in a very different conceptual context is related to the housing issue I discussed before. Also, they are very different contexts to it. So what I want to show with this is that we are over the years developing very different layers which create different audiences which are sometimes interconnecting, sometimes overlapping, sometimes stay different from each other. And the what I want to close with is this website, which is related to the Technosphere website, because the Technosphere project came out of our big Anthropocene project. And as you can see, the idea of this whole website is to what is a new curriculum in the Anthropocene era. And what I don't go now in the conceptual approach to this, what I only want to show is that this website has about 350 participants from all over the world, from very different disciplines, contributing to this website. And we use, to some extent, this website also to generate then articles, themes for the Technosphere website. So this is, so to say, the community base to develop, to some extent, the knowledge, then curated knowledge on the Technosphere. This is not a curated website. It's an open, interactive website, whereas the Technosphere magazine website is a curated website where we try to experiment, so to say, in the web with kind of new languages. I just showed you one video. The website is full of very different kind of languages. There are artist projects involved, so different visual languages. There is poetry involved. So this interconnectedness also on different media reflecting a theme in a different perspective is part of this. I don't want to go into this website, which has a lot of very interesting aspects. I only want to show this aspect of audiences, and not audiences just as classical audiences, but also at which are at the same time co-producers of projects we are involved in. So I hope to give you some idea of the interrelatedness of the different layers of knowledge production, sharing experiences, building up audiences, on the one side constitute audiences with a project, on the other side working with these new audiences or communities in other projects. Yeah, thank you very much. And danke für Gott, du hast mir wirklich sehr.
Good morning. I'm Lionel Ruffel. And I would like to begin by thanking you, Bernd Scherer, for all of your trust and support and your friendship. It is a pleasure and an honor to have met you, to have been able to exchange with you, and to have benefited from your generosity and enthusiasm. It is true that it was a given that we would carry out the project with the Haus der Kultur und der Welt, since it's an emblematic place of the publishing sphere, and we have understood of your that of your presentation. I spent all of last year in Berlin, and I was struck by such a place that works with the question of publication and creation of publics in aesthetic, political, conceptual ways. To this point, I would like to thank the department directors who have granted me interviews that have been valuable in conceptualizing the publishing sphere. I must also say that I'm pleased to include this program in the context of International Literature Prize. Before arriving, Cordula, I had wondered how we might be able to make a prize in literature interesting. Here, it's possible. The award ceremony is definitely an exciting literary event and experiment in its scenography, dramaturgy, and preparation, which testify to a remarkable acuity of the evolution of contemporary literary cultures and how to make it public. So I encourage you all to be present on July 6th for the award ceremony. My thanks also go to Olga von Schubert and Cordula M. Schmidt, who should be credited with the same titles as Annette Franziska and me in the conceptualization and organization of the event. I have to admit that I have never worked with such a professional, demanding, perfectionist, but above all, nice team before. Along with Olga and Cordula, I would like to thank the whole team, especially Zima, Veronica, and Matthias. Do I forget someone? Maybe?
The whole team.
The whole team. Of course, I'm grateful for Annette Gilbert, who has conceptualized and co-organized this event with me. We have worked on it for a year, and it has been a huge pleasure to work with her. The book she has edited, Publishing as an Art Practice, is, I guess, a reference that many of us share. As you may know, Annette will only be with us tonight, since she has an interview for a professorship position. I'm crossing my fingers for her. The publishing sphere is not only a conference, but an experiment on the forms of publication, including a print design experiment carried out by Franziska Morlock of the Fachhochschule of Potsdam and her students. For weeks, Franziska directed them in the creation of the very reader that you have in your hands, that some of you have in your hands, as well as the graphic design for the event. Thank you to her and her students for their efforts. This is wonderful. This is a wonderful object, beautiful, really. And it appears to us absolutely pertinent that the transmission and co-development with students is at the center of a reflection on the sphere of publication. I'm very glad that the Team Continent, Nina Jaeger, Jamie Allen, Bernard Garnier-Knich, Paul Boss-Hears, has agreed to take over the Radio Brouhaha project for the publishing sphere. A huge thank you to all of you participants. You were very patient while we were working with the different forms of your intervention. You were also generous, and it felt like we were constructing the program along with you. I reserve thanks for Yen Vu, my assistant on this project, who was chosen to stay in Paris during our last days in France before returning to the United States. But I think you would agree that she was perfect. Finally, I would like to thank the institution that have financially supported this event entirely on Franco-German funds. On the German side, the Haus der Kultur an der Welt, of course, and the Alexander von Humboldt Foundation through the professorship of Irene Albers at Peter Zandi Institut für Allgemeine und Vergleichende Literaturwissenschaft of the Freie Universität of Berlin. On the French side, the Institut Universitaire de France and the University of Paris Lumière, which is a strange thing, gathering Paris State University and Paris Nanterre. Now, a more conceptual introduction. Difficult not to notice that the title we've proposed for this event is playing with the concept of the public sphere, simultaneously reusing it and criticizing it. Why? Because Habermas, in his famous 1962 book, has contributed more than anyone else to the analysis of the literary imaginary as constitutive of modern societies. Since his book in 1962, he places contemporary literature and contemporaneity at the heart of his system. According to him, literature plays a determinative role in the constitution of this public sphere. It's because of this space opening for debate about contemporary art, and especially literature, in the 18th century, that the foundation of a political public sphere came to be sketched out. As an urban public followed the courtly public, especially with the growth of salons and their offsprings, the café, in which, I quote Habermas, began to emerge between aristocratic society and bourgeois intellectuals a certain parity of the educated. Of course, end of quote. Of course, this is an idealized construction in which people in the cafes are bourgeois white men. An equality that operates within a new dominant class. Habermas is not so much tracing a reality as performing the archaeology of an ideology that was imposed upon reality. The imprint was received and passed on us if it were reality. Nevertheless, this ideology imposed on reality reveals to us that a literary debate existed before the political one and thus before the public sphere. For this forum is only a step in a much larger process, which is the transformation of the agora into society via the marketplace. For Habermas, this nuclear model cannot close upon itself, art itself having become merchandise. It must expand in order to constitute a true public sphere, no longer possible within public spaces, like here. This is the idea of the general public, which must not be confused with the country's population or, even less, even worse, with the people. The general public is educated by the school system and, above all, by the critical discourse used in the newspapers and magazines, whose empire dates from this time. Physical gatherings become a thing of the past. There exists, then, a superior encounter or assembly within the immaterial public sphere. The influential model that Habermas analyzes, the one with inherited, gives literature a new definition, a new name. At the extreme, it only valorizes literature on the condition that it quits the physical space of assembly and encounter, which is doubly devalued. First, in an absolute form proper to a royal court. Second, as a transitional mode of the silence leading toward a veritable democratic public sphere. Literature's public becomes one of these abstractions in relationship with that other abstraction that is the public people of democracy. It finds its anti-model in the public of spectacles, corporeal, concrete, made up of individuals, often grumbling and bellowing, but smelling potentially dangerous. All our representation of literature as a model of modern democracies is founded upon this distinction, and so is modernity in its entirety. Now, this model has been largely called into question, notably by feminist theory and particularly by a text that is foundational for our epoch, Rethinking the Public Sphere by Nancy Fraser. I quote Nancy Fraser. The problem is not only that Habermas idealizes the liberal public sphere, but also that he fails to examine other non-liberal, non-bourgeois, competing public spheres. End of quote. This literary subaltern counter-public are not necessarily the expression of social, politic, subaltern counter-publics, but are the expression of a literary practice that is not constructed upon the triple exclusion of space, body, and sound. A number of historical studies have shown how the two, counter-publics and non-exclusive literary practices, are often linked. Many historical studies show how the literary ideal was hegemonic but not total. Poetic performances and public lectures have always accompanied the diffusion of written works, but they have been reduced to silence by the dominant historiography. On the contrary, we could argue that the multitude of public spaces constitutes the contemporary moment of literature, just as the public sphere of literature characterizes its modern representation. If these public spaces have always existed, even when they were silenced, they have never been more numerous or more visible than they are today. They have not only multiplied, but they've greatly diversified so widely that literature today appears in large part as if it were an arena of conflict between a hegemonic public sphere built on print publication and a multitude of counter-hegemonic public spaces marked by what I call brouhaha literature exhibited, performed on site with multiple types of support and with a great deal of circulation between the two. I have recently tried to stress it by valorizing the idea of publication in order to think about a contemporary literary culture. The point of departure was very empirical, since it was a matter of describing and connecting experiences and literary forms that were increasingly important in contemporary times. It remained largely underestimated by a vision of literature that still values the image of the solitary author in absentia and addressing a mass anonymous audience through his book. This was the image that functioned in the idealized public sphere, the model of modern democracies, and it corresponds only very partially to the reality of literature today. These experiences are notably the multiple literary practices that have been developing at an exponential rate, engaging not only new aesthetics, but also a new economy based not solely on authors' rights and book sales. Literature as a new social aspect based on visibility. From bookstore signings to public readings to the development of huge festivals, we are witnessing a transformation in the social presence of the authors. The old model does not correspond to the massive introduction of contemporary literature in the schools and universities, reconfiguring the spaces, objectives, and methods of recognition. It does not correspond to the upheaval of the cultural economy brought about the digital revolution, which has upended and the long-standing circuit of author to reader, mediated by the publisher. That circuit was incarnated in an object, the book, and produced a certain idea of literature. It no longer corresponds to the technical condition of textual production, such as computer-based typesetting, which have unified the tools of production, publication, distribution, and reception, making once firm borders between those domains entirely porous. It does not correspond to the contemporary mediatized culture, which no longer separates and distinguishes high art on one side and cultural practices on another. The literary is thus conceived less and less as one kind of social communication within a large ensemble of kinds of social communication. It does not correspond to the last half century's extraordinary burst of mass marketing and diversification, which no longer relies upon an imaginary of rarity. Finally, it corresponds less and less to the hegemonic Euro-American model, but instead takes account of the diversity of representation and the multiple translational channels opened up by globalization and minority counterwriting. If there is one thing these transformations have in common, it's that they're all moving from a representation and thus an imaginary of the literary centered on a support object, the book, to an imaginary of the literary centered on an action and a practice, publication. Publication, however, has returned to its original sense, making public. It no longer denotes a private expression aimed at press's correspondence, but rather one aimed at more and more diverse publics. The publication of literature is not historically limited to that of books. The publics of literature have never been limited to readers. There are as many literatures as possibilities of publications, books, performances, readings, salons, groups, diverse digital spaces. Each of these literatures creates its own specific public space. Moreover, this new era of publication overflows the frame of literature. Exhibition and performance are, in this sense, specific modes of publication, which then publication become the grand transversal interdisciplinary concept, allowing us to imagine artistic and cultural expressions rather than works of art. And beyond artistic practices, the concept of publication has political implication. Jürgen Habermas made literary communication via the book into the idealized model of democratic society on the march toward rationality. But it is necessary to ask ourselves what political imaginary produces the pluralization of the idea of publication. And finally, if we take account of the many ongoing debates concerning confidentiality and privacy in the information society, we can conclude that publication is one of the key concepts of the contemporary. This seems to be the real milieu, both material and imaginary, from which we can begin thinking about the contemporary literary culture. But this requires a change in paradigm and a move from an imaginary of literature to an imaginary of publication. A general theory of publication is by its nature environmental, in the sense that it deals with actors, artifacts, protocols, all together in their self-constituting interaction. It does not distinguish the subject from the object from media, but makes a literary culture a media ecosystem composed of human and non-human elements, a media ecosystem that is larger and more globalized than ever before. It is this ecosystem that we want to explore and exemplify during these 2 days. It's also important that we take advantage of the experience at the House der Kultur an der Welt to produce a publishing sphere during the event, which is not only an academic conference, but works on several forms of publicity. As a conference, we will certainly combine different formats, presentation, roundtables, conversations, different types of oral speech, academic or artistic. As a literary salon, even though this term is maybe a bit exaggerated for what we are going to propose this evening, but I will come back to this later. As a literary salon, we are made to think about the reign of the book, which for 2 centuries has made us forget literary sociability. The reader, which has materially produced a published object reflecting its design and protocol, is an object that constitutes both the shared conceptual background and the possibility, why not, of a future publication. And finally, the double experience of Radio Brouhaha allows us to work on temporalities of publicity, because radio as a medium has thrived with the mutations presented by the digital era, and because radio is becoming increasingly essential for the creation and diffusion of literature outside the medium of books, without letting us forget the moments of conviviality on the rooftop bar. Hence, the publishing sphere is indeed a publishing sphere. So thank you for your attention, and maybe the guys of Team Continent can join me. Maybe Paul, only Paul. And is it Francisca now, or? I'm sorry, I didn't have your wonderful reader in hands, sorry. Okay, we just start with the continent and then go back to Francisca.
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Paul Beauchiers. It's a real pleasure to be with you. Thank you for inviting us, Lionel. Thank you to the House for having us again. I am with my buddy, Jamie Allen, as well as several other folks you'll meet out in the lobby, Nina Jaeger, Patrick Sauls, Bernhard Garnischnig. We are Continent. We are a editorial collective, I think is the phrase we've been using lately. We began several years ago, curious about the modes of publishing and so on. So this event is particularly exciting for us. What does it mean when publishing is making something public? Who is it that's being made? What are those modes of that making? We have been circling around this idea that perhaps publication is an act of public making. And so towards that, we've been exploring different modes of interacting with literary folks, literary devices, techniques for generating a kind of sociality. What kinds of relationships can organizations and individuals have with one another? What is the role of an institution? And how do we, I guess the simplest question is, could a group of friends be friends with an institution? Would that be possible? What where would that go? So towards that, we're here for the next couple of days. We're really looking forward to learning with you, to hearing your thinking. We invite you, we hope you will join us in some strolls around the building here or in the immediate area. We'd like to just have a conversation with you. Everyone will be asked the same questions. We've been developing this technique of having very sort of naive questions because we recognize that you're a bit on stage and that elicits a certain kind of reaction. And once I'm away from this microphone, I will collapse back into myself a bit. And we'd like to see you on that side. But we will walk with you a bit, ask you some naive questions. We'd like to record that because we will edit this your ideas, your conversation, and use it as part of, you'll see in the programming tomorrow, there will be this radio brouhaha, and we will be using your words and your good feelings to have some fun in the evening. But I'll defer a little bit to Jamie to talk a bit about that as well.
Okay. So, hello. And yes, thank you for your invitation, Lionel, and Hakave again for having us. So yes, this is kind of continent's intervention in this whole process is going to be something that is conceived by Lionel, but is activated by us. It's called Radio Brouhaha, and I will then defer to Lionel to explain that word. Essentially what we're going to be doing is see some flyers around the building. Radio is an interesting medium, and personally, my kind of first love in terms of pirate radio practices and media practices. And the reason that it's so appropriate to this space and these kind of issues of publication in the current discussion, I think, is because it is a medium where you don't know who the audience is, right? It's a broadcast that sort of throws the message over a wall, and literally you're in this kind of vacuum or this other space where it's a black hole of knowledge of who the audience can be. And so it's the ultimate presumption of audience, right? And so what we'll be doing over the next couple of days, can you hear me that? Yep. Is the radio man. We'll actually be transmitting a kind of pirate radio station in Hakebe. You've noticed a little broadcast booth out in the hall. We'll be kind of sitting in there and producing this radio. Any audio materials or ideas that you have or thoughts that you want to kind of impart and have kind of part of this broadcast would be totally welcomed. That material will also be streamed tomorrow, I think between 5 and 6, as a kind of hour-long edit, which Paul was mentioning, of the broadcast. But this is kind of what we were asking before, is like, you know, during these next 2 days, we might kind of grab a few people and ask you to come have a conversation with us or participate in the radio as, again, a kind of metaphor, but a real radio broadcast that we have no idea who is listening to, and we have no idea, you know, exactly who the public is that addresses. And so it's both a kind of exercise and a poesy of actually what's going on here in the next few days. And so you want to speak a little bit about Radio Brouhaha as a concept?
Maybe just one. I don't know if you understand what Bruha means. I think in German we can translate by Tohu Va Bohu or Stimmengewirr. I don't know. It exists in English. But so Bruha is it's not an egocentric project, I swear. Bruha is the title of my last book. Bruha, in French, Bruha, Les Mondes du Contemporain, in English to be released at the end of August, Bruha, Words of the Contemporary, which was an investigation on the very notion of the contemporary, what contemporary means. And, you know, the thing is that when you want to track a notion like that, a flow of data is dropping, and it's very noisy, the amount of answers on this question of what our epoch means maybe has never been so numerous than today's, because so many people share the same interrogations on space, time, techniques, and modes of being. So Brua, the word Brua, tries to translate this multiplicity of answers. But, you know, it's a word referring to a sound, and my book is very silent because it's a book. And it was an investigation in the multiplicity of words, and writing a book is not a very social experiment. So afterwards, I wanted to resound the archive of the contemporary I've found, I've constituted. And radio became to my eyes the best way to resound this archive, but maybe it was a too large scope project at the beginning, so I've narrowed it in focusing on literature, because as I have stated in my presentation, you have seen, maybe you have understood if I've been clear, that literature was very emblematic on the modernity, and on the publication is emblematic of the contemporaneity. So I want now to focus the Radio Brewer project on the literature outside of the book, and the not new, really, forms of literature circulation, but the thing is that the radio is becoming more and more important today in diffusing literature. So it's going to be a project hosted by my friend here, Olivier Marbeuf, director of CASMA, the art center CASMA in France, and the radio R22, which is an art web radio. It will be hosted by the R22 together with the works of my students in creative writing at Paris 8 University, and developed in different projects, such as this project at the Haus der Kultur an der Welt and another project in the Centre Pompidou in September. For this project, I've asked to my friends of Continent team to curate, in a way, even though we have discussed the format of the radio show tomorrow, and decided that, but I'll speak about in details about the program of Radio Brewer tomorrow. But we've decided together of the three topics and the speakers we wanted to invite, but then I leave them curate the whole thing. Is it clear enough?
Sure.
Have you done?
Yeah, no, it's
okay.
But just so you know, we'll be coming, circulating, and asking people to talk to us throughout the days.
So, my apologies to Francesca. Hey, Francesca, you can come. Thanks.
Thank you.
So, hello, my name is Franziska Morlock. I'm a graphic designer and a professor for editorial design at FH Potsdam. Lionel already introduced me a little bit, thank you for this. And in my practice, as well as in my teaching, I am engaged with concept and design of publications. So it is really a pleasure to take part in this symposium. In the last weeks, we developed The Reader. You all might have seen it already now. And the reader includes all the research notes of the participants of the symposium. And we were a group of students with 15 students. And in this time, we developed 6 different readers, which, of course, could not all be produced. So in the end, we had to decide for one reader, this one by Magdalena Zagorski and Nadia Pavon-Cisaru. And we will learn about this reader, but also about all the other possible readers in the presentation that will follow up here. And it was a very interesting process, together with Annette Gilbert, who is not here, but comes, Lionel Raffel, Cordula Hamschmidt, Olga Schubert, and Sima Reimisch. We had very interesting discussions, and I would like to thank them here for their support and also for their patience and their critique. And, of course, the whole team of HKW for supporting the project. We will now introduce the reader with a text and the other 5 possible readers with a text written by Daniel Franz. And Verena Haltenberger will read the text, and Celia Maschina will do the visual layer for it. Thank you.
Look at me. A black and white poster screams at her from the wall. Black and white. Unusual for a poster, she thought, however, somewhat striking as it hangs and screams the entire time, screaming. Screaming against the black, yellow, pink, blue, orange, green. Many clouds going out. Time and place scream at her, autocorrect. Time and place are scripted. Title, Nimbus, 120 point. Bold, bold, bold. Captured, aligned, and bundled on the left. Logo in the footer. HKV sliding into her viewpoint. The next glance goes down the street, down, down through the city. 13th of June 2017. Moderate winds today lifting the paper of the poster before her and forcing it to crease on one side. The publishing sphere flutters in the Berlin summer-kissed wind. Ecosystems of literatures bobs up, bobs down, and sings. That which screams, autocorrect scripted, on a poster, a tweet, as she knows it now, is literature. A swaying boy out at sea twitters new literature to a satellite. Brr, brr. The mobile phone quivers and the bot boy reports, T2, train spotting is out. Good to know. At the crossroads down the streets on the left is a small salon, the appearance of a gallery with white walls and immaculate lighting, a white cube without artwork on the walls. The window facing the street displays in a neon yellow and black outline, tonight, lecture live performance equals author's reading, 9 p.m. Bleeding forehead, splitting language in a flood, everything is in a flood, autocorrect blood. Does it ring a bell? Brr, brr. The year of the rooster begins today. Shreds of speech were passed and compete against the rhythm of summer food were street babble and bird chirping. The traffic light denies her access to immerse herself into the foliage of Tiergarten. Beside her on the right, a pole presents a sticker. Literature now and forever. Combined with a cryptic array of letters starting with www. Brr, brr. Burns Night celebrates the wrong Scottish poet. In the entrance hall of HKV, swallowed and docked in the stomach, a screen indicates to her the direction to Conference Hall 1. She stops at a table on which six objects are positioned like a small procession. Variations of a theme. Sphere, 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 reader. Applause from inside squeezes through from underneath the door and stalls in an invisible activity of zero amplitude. Still this table, still these objects. Touch, touch, autocorrect, clutch. Linger a while, you miss out on nothing. Brr, brr, it's up to you. All right, one glance. Object one. Shimmering carton, digicode coated gloss, double serif and striking typography. From inside, a blue glow. Don't touch, Arthur, by all means. Double brochure stitched on the reverse side. On the opposite one, an orange shimmer. Day one, day two. The colors remind her of the surroundings she finds herself in. Pages turning, revealing a double columned grid and screenshots, notes. Scroll down, scroll down, scroll down, scroll down. Her finger swipes the page, but nothing happens. Architecture comes to mind. This here, this is architecture. A book made, built, constructed, planned. A work which is and doesn't hide. A complete opposition to economy. A complete opposition to availability. This here is not a PDF. It is not portable. Nothing about it is portable. It is independent how it stands there, an object. By this time, she's already too late, but to disturb the presentation is somehow also unpolite. Brr, brr. Doomsday clock is reset. Object two. Transparent paper. Who is actually writing to whom? translucent results, awards and negotiations with one another, the contents interweaved and weaved. This is a charming thought, a paper collective, ideas positioned, everything collected in one place. This place in her hand, and this place in which she stands and breathes, with a light curvature, rustling, and a majestic stance, the transparent paper fragrances its surroundings poetically. Then this thought buzzing in her head, which she follows through with. How can one touch? How does one conduct? Who begins? The created design or the player? How does one begin a reader? Pull through with a genius layout or step back, reverse, and take the road untraveled? The material, all this material, to give the words and photo material space, to make space, leave space, transit and penetrate collectively and collaboratively. Can design be democratic? It sounds so good. All pull on one thread, the first ones tangle in courage, the last ones stumble with pragmatism. First scene, fifth act, the gravediggers, aka economy and efficiency. The boy stays silent. Object three infuses the atmosphere with a fully saturated turquoise stripe, a simple portfolio relocated from an executive suit. Even here, the market is present. Even here is capital, social issues, cultural capital is refreshed, a reception with campaign. Safety 100%, next deal, next prospect, next hope, next market. Leaflets are inside the folder. Break, intersection, folding, folding, turning. Having arrived at the table, the tabula meanders the view over paths and diagonally positioned texts which are broken up by picturesque landscapes. It could be a mess, but it's all right. New order, new chapter, autocorrect, capital. Brr, brr. Australia Day is nearly over for another year. Back to the table, object four. Enveloped by a yellow net, two jet black cardboard layers press the contents together like a storybook lasagna. The station of a particular note management, she thinks, as the rustling contents slides through her hands. Gathered together and pushed open, the single pieces are quickly stacked and fabricated back onto the table. It reveals an arbitrary shared identity. Everything stacked together in constant new array, readability is challenged, disregarded, and ignored. Font becomes an image and text a metaphor. Here it is, the frontal collision of design and sealed design packed in polyethylene. Doors slam and shouts in the hall of anger and disappointment. Fucking shit. She only imagined it. Brr, brr. Emma Stone is not her real name. She must leave this channel as soon as possible. It was much nicer in stillness earlier. Put an end to the bot, put an end to automatic literature. There is a longing of a past reality as never before. Object five. Two booklets folded precisely to make a brochure which actually consists of a poster. Day one, day two, again. This idea is irresistible, and design and text ensnare the booklets with a feverish appeal. Here she cannot decipher design from text. A screeching question throws itself into her train of thought. What does design and text do with one another? What develops? What remains? What can be said in connection to the advances, hostilities, cancellations, editorial intents, restrictions, connections, interferences? Brr, brr. A colleague writes rather than the bot. Panel has begun, showing the reader. Next, Ruffel and Ellen. Where are you? The space before object six is empty. The door opens. Sorry, I was just in the panel. Hello, hello. Can I call you back later? No reception. back into the dry air behind the open door. Dust particles wavering light from the beamer get sucked into nostrils and rolled out. Coughs, scratching, sweating. The group of young people seen earlier at the traffic light stand on the podium. Where did the time go? Now, object number 6. A spiral-bound black and white copy, completely unpretentious as it lies there under the image protector. Layers, spheres, atmospheres, inspirations are spoken about, which show some sections of the works. There is no fixed cover, but rather the back with a title as a point of origin, which is spirally positioned. Potentially extendable and limitless. Strongly staggered layers of varying width to one another are sorted in a pile, no hierarchy, coexisting. Names on the sides display affiliations and boundaries. Intro, 12 indirectly, one part with all participants. Personal notes, space for your own idea. Everyone is a protagonist, a plea to participate. Everything intended, everything intent. Inside a collection of differences, everything left as it is. Here is only material, no interference. Everyone can see how the other works. Everything works here. Everything functions differently here. It's of pure variations of Times New Roman, Carrier, Calibri, Ariel. 12, 13, 14 point, concealed, false alarm. With mistakes. Who decides what mistakes are? If mistakes are wrong, what is right? Does one person decide? Here today, no treatment. Sequence is also surrendered. Algorithm on, to design or to submit. If the goal is not reachable, is the way reachable? According to that question, this is a call for hope for today's society, for the future in the world of publishing. Uneasiness? Why? We have to talk about this. Brr, brr.
You want to?
No, we can do it together.
I thought we could say we have an early lunch and then we do the interaction round afterwards.
Okay. So it's almost time lunch, lunchtime, sorry, and we've got the introductory round of participants afterwards. Maybe just a word to conclude this introduction. So we have the conference, and the conference is held here. It's, I guess, for the audience on registration, and the evenings are widely open to public. And it will be held in the bar just here. What's the name of this bar?
Hirschman.
Okay. So tonight there is this format of a literary salon with... I think we're going to stream the video of one of the participants who has cancelled his participation, François Bon, a very difficult story for him. And we'll have a reading of Camille de Toledo on a non-published text, maybe to go back to this idea of the, you know, obviously, Madame de Stael. Maybe not. Madame de Stael was a French writer at the end of the 18th century, beginning of the 19th century, and she has a salon, and she used to say that the salon had the monopoly of the first publication. So Camille de Toledo is going to introduce his new text, and then Thomas Böhm, who's here, I guess, who was here, is going to propose social reading of poems in two groups, two small groups, so it needs to be on registration, I guess, of 15 people, one in English and one in German. So here for the conference is divided in four sections. This afternoon we have sites, the keyword sites and protocols. Tomorrow morning, attention, and tomorrow afternoon, imaginaries. But I will give further details on these keywords and this conceptual frame this afternoon. So that's it. We can. What do I have to say?
No, I just wanted to say that people can also buy the reader. I mean, for every speaker, it's for free, obviously. But you can also buy it outside for €5. And I think it hasn't quite become clear how to use it, because there's a randomized content site on the first side of the research notes section, and there you can find the page number for the research note of every contributor. So just so you can actually use it.
So all the speakers are invited for lunch in the room just besides this one. It's conference room 2 or something like that. What's the name of the room? No, of the 3. Conference room 3. Thank you.